Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, February 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks wavered through much of the trading session before finishing higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 273 points, or more than 0.75%, to close at 35,405. The NASDAQ was also up about 0.75%, or 106 points, and the S&P 500 gained about 31 points, or 0.7%. Investors weighed a new batch of earnings results against continued uncertainty over the impact of higher interest rates this year. Of the S&P's 11 sectors, energy stocks posted the largest gain. ExxonMobil rose 6.4% after it reported $23 billion in profit for last year, its highest total since 2014. United Parcel Service rose more than 14% after reporting a rise in quarterly profit. U.S.-listed shares of UBS Group rose 9.3% after the Swiss bank lifted its financial targets and said it has the funds to buy back up to $5 billion in shares this year. But shares of AT&T fell 4.2% after the telecommunications giant said it would divest its WarnerMedia division through a spinoff and cut its dividend roughly in half. After the bell, Google parent Alphabet said fourth quarter revenue rose to $75 billion, up 32% from a year earlier. Profits also rose by a third, and the company said it would do a 20-for-1 stock split. Shares jumped more than 7% in after-hours trading. Also after the bell, Starbucks reported strong holiday sales, but said higher-than-expected inflation, a tight labor market, and cost increases driven by the COVID-19 Omicron variant weighed on its quarterly earnings. Shares fell more than 4% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.